relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
He may have been born in Britain, but now his heart is America's. It's your favorite legal immigrant, President Trump's former strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Some irreverent individual, when he was asked, "Why are we opening the third hour of the show with Superman?" whispered in my ear, "Well, in recognition of International Women's Day." And cannot disclose who it was. But who chooses music? Ah, yes, the engineer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And he's blushing a tad. He's just blushing a tad. But he's just being irreverent. That's why we pay him to be irreverent and to get the best music and the best cuts, which this week will have a healthy sprinkling of your favorite cartoon characters. Why? Because we love them. And we're not insane like the New York Times that wants to banish Pepe Le Pew and the fastest mouse in the South. Yes, Speedy Gonzales. I used to love Speedy Gonzales. What a cool dude. Nobody could catch him. But we're going to do everything. Hanna-Barbera, a bit of Tom and Jerry. Oh, they didn't talk very much. But we're going to have fun here because we are happy warriors here on the Salem Radio Network. Talking about important things, but doing so with a smile on our face. Another happy warrior is, of course, we're going to talk about that crazy, silly Meghan Markle stuff, but I want to continue with Matt Gaetz, who was on Maria Bartiromo's show, talking about, really, what's happened to federal law enforcement. And it's really disturbing. Let's play Cut 6, Matt Gaetz.
Well, in the 90s, we had The Hunt for Red October as a popular Sean Connery movie. Now we have The Hunt for the Red MAGA Hat, with the FBI using every opportunity to try to delegitimize a movement that really exposed them. Your interview earlier with John Ratcliffe was particularly telling because it cut right to the bone. Members of Congress exposed the FBI and the Department of Justice for hiding evidence during the Russia hoax, for changing evidence before a secret court. And remember, these weren't just political appointees. You had the supposed career officials who are above reproach, who ended up being involved in these improper actions. And so now you have what Senator Mike Lee has called an intolerable encroachment on the separation of powers, with the FBI seizing phone records. And the New York Times just recently had to sheepishly report that there were no communications between members of Congress and any of the people who breached the Capitol, but that has not stopped the FBI from doing everything they can to try to target those who don't agree with their politics and who have exposed their own lies and corruption.
It's not just one man's opinion. We played the audio from the recent testimony on Capitol Hill from the director of the FBI, who, with regards to an event that occurred on January the 6th for just a handful of hours, boasted that his bureau has received over a quarter of a million tips, 270,000 phone calls and emails of people reporting on their friends. And he was proud, Christopher Wray said, and at times it was relatives diming others out. Why? Because they're Trump supporters. It is the criminalization of being a conservative. And the fuel is being thrown on the fire by people who bill themselves as counterterrorism experts, but who are charlatans and who really have, I think, mental problems. But that doesn't stop them being interviewed or being quote-unquote experts on TV panels. This is Malcolm Nance, perhaps the most deranged of them all. And if you support the president, well, he's got something to say about you. This is Malcolm Nance on Sirius Radio. Play cut.
To Trump, it seems like power, because taking power away from the Republican Party, the RNC, you know, the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, and giving it to him is a sign of his ability to cheat the his followers. But it's also a sign of power. He is going to incite a political insurgency, and it will lead to a terrorist and paramilitary insurgency. We're going to wake up someday, and some group is going to carry out the plan in Michigan to take over a state house or kill a governor or assassinate congressmen. Let me tell you, the book, The Turner Diaries, that Timothy McVeigh lived by, was exactly about this, a white supremacist uprising in America.
An insurgency, a political insurrection. Why is it that it takes them always 1995? Why do they always have to go back in time to the Oklahoma City bombing and Timothy McVeigh? Because that's all they have. Let's talk about a real national phenomenon. As somebody who studied and taught irregular warfare, analyzed insurgencies for nigh on two decades. Let's talk about the 10 months we witnessed here in America. We don't have to go to the Middle East, Africa, or Asia. We can see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of events across our country. Labeled social justice. But what did that call for social justice result in? It resulted in dozens of Americans dead, half of them black. Strange, isn't it? Black lives matter? Well, I guess they don't if you're somebody caught up in the violence of BLM and Antifa. But that's not the problem. One event occurring for a few hours in which nobody was killed. Yeah, Brian Sicknick wasn't killed by a fire extinguisher. No, he died of a stroke the day after the events of January the 6th. One woman was killed. Say her name on International Women's Day. Ashley Babbitt, Air Force veteran of 14 years, shot in the neck by a police officer. That police violence, suddenly not a problem. I wonder why that is, because I guess Malcolm Nance approves of it. But this issue isn't just one of national security. It's perception and truth, the relationship between them. Right now, everybody's talking about Meghan Markle, talking about this Oprah interview. You can be annoyed at it. I am. Kind of like, why are we wasting our time on this? But it's the same phenomena. You are lied to. You are lied in the face by the media, by the quote-unquote experts, by the billionaires sitting in that chair facilitating another gaslighting. But God bless, there are some good people who speak out and recognize it for what it is. And realize that the people perpetrating it really have no idea what they look like to normal people who live in the real world. She's a Megan, but it's spelled differently. Brava to Megan Kelly. Video cut 9, play cuts.
But what I saw tonight was somebody who was totally unself-aware. I mean, completely unaware of how she sounded, right? Like, I wasn't planning on saying anything shocking, except for my husband's racist family almost drove me to suicidal thoughts while I was pregnant with my baby. And by the way, I had no idea what the internet said about Harry. Nobody believes that. And I thought meeting the Queen was going to be just like meeting a celebrity in Los Angeles, like meeting a Kris Jenner, right? Like, nobody believes that. Then she goes on to say, like, I don't believe in any of the grandeur. You know, there's an article already up in the New York Post here in the States saying this is a person who had Clooney and Oprah at her wedding, even though she didn't even know them, and then covered herself in blood diamonds from the Saudi prince. So, like, spare us that you're not into any of the grandeur. And then while she's spinning this tale about how tough she had it in the castle, how lonely she was in the castle, she's painting herself in sort of these adorations, like, it was incredibly courageous of me to come forward about my depression. And I just love saving things. And it was just peppered with these compliments of herself while she was making these complaints that will be totally unrelatable to 99% of the people out there.
Do you understand the connection? Because there is a connection. Because she, Meghan Markle, with her $140 million contract with Netflix, her child isn't called a prince. That means the queen is racist. It's the same argument. You voted for Donald Trump. You believe in America. You're a racist as well. We're going to connect all the dots for you and also leave you with the message. I want to play this every day from The Great Rush.
Well, is it time to panic? Let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic. Because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America. I'm not. I don't think most of you are either. America's worth it. America is worth fighting for. America's worth not giving up.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
How do you react to the images? Forget the politics that Donald Trump made the border secure, stopped the cartels, the smugglers, built 450 beautiful miles of border barrier. But when you see the images from Sarah Carter, from the few press outlets that go to the border, of the children as young as four, who have made journeys lasting months to get into America. How can we help them if this administration is encouraging the smugglers and the coyotes? You can make a difference. Now, the amazing people at Food for the Poor are helping families who are starving right now in our hemisphere, especially in Honduras. They have massive amounts of food donation. They just need to get the food to the starving children. You can make that possible. If you donate, think of this. If you've suffered, but you're okay now, if you've weathered the coronavirus, one donation of $111 will feed three children for 6 months. Isn't that blessed? Isn't that what our Lord and Savior would want us to do, to help the little children wherever they are? Please support them today. Please go to our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Food for the Poor banner. Make a donation in any amount. It doesn't make a difference. But if you can, think of this. $222 will bless six children for 6 months with food every day. If you want, you can call them directly on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, be a modern missionary, save a life today. It's God's work. SebGorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorka.com. Do it today. As I told you earlier, I spent the weekend in a beautiful location with a lot of very large and hairy Marines raising money for their comrades who had fallen in battle or had been severely wounded. Always an amazing, amazing cause. God bless everyone who works at the Brothers in Arms Foundation. But it was made all the brighter as I was standing outside ready to light up my cigar in a state that believes in freedom when a beautiful woman came out to me who I recognized And she's on the show already. Catalina Lauf with some amazing news. Welcome back to America First.
Thanks so much for having me. And it was great to see you this past weekend.
And it was fun. And we did a good job. I don't know what the final total is, but I dropped a bit of money there buying things at the auction to help the families of those who've served our country so very, very bravely.
Yes,
and you had just got back from Mar-a-Lago and you whispered in my ear some big news. So Catalina Lauf, what are you planning right now?
We are taking on Rhino Adam Kinzinger in Illinois' 16th District, who betrayed the constituents, betrayed President Trump and the movement, and we're going to bring back servant leadership where it belongs, and that's for the constituents, for the people.
You mean the Congressman Kinzinger, who called himself, and the fellow Republicans who voted to impeach Donald Trump heroes? Are you talking about that Kinzinger?
Yes, I am talking about that Adam Kinzinger and the rest of his very arrogant tweets and comments to the liberal media that he claims about himself.
Now, you were at Mar-a-Lago. You are clearly of the MAGA America First camp. Give us your read in what you've witnessed since the inauguration and in the last 4 years when it comes to this juxtaposition, the tension between the new GOP, the Donald Trump GOP, the GOP that was represented by that incredible speech the president gave at CPAC 2 weeks ago, and the rest of the GOP swamp. Where is the power balance right now? As somebody who's decided to put their name to this competition, give us your assessment.
You know, it's so clear. So I had the honor to work for the administration back in 2018 as a special advisor for the Department of Commerce. And, you know, there I saw the real life policy initiatives that the administration was putting out. We look at Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Opportunity Zones, just a pro-growth policy initiatives, deregulation that really helped everyday Americans. And when you come out to a district like Illinois 16 or the American Midwest or anywhere across the country, those policy initiatives from the administration actually worked. I mean, we saw low unemployment rates. We saw innovation, entrepreneurship, new businesses growing, tax initiatives like the Opportunity Zones that really incentivized investors to help, you know, underserved communities, traditionally underserved communities. And so when you have members of Congress, the establishment, like an Adam Kinzinger or the Liz Cheneys of the world, who not only refuse to recognize that the administration and the America First agenda actually helped Americans all across the board of every demographic, they refuse to see that. But on top of that, go and completely just use their platforms to bash President Trump, devalue the movement, devalue their constituents. It just shows how elitist they are and how much they're trying to hold on to power. And it's time that we, you know, get these people out of the movement. They don't represent the constituency. Somebody like Adam Kinzinger, his votes in the past, I mean, he's voted with Nancy Pelosi. He's a defense war hawk. These things are not good for our country, and these people are not representing their constituents in a positive manner.
Follow this lady right now, Catalina Lauf, L-A-U-F. She's running for Congress, Illinois 16. Where can people support you?
CatalinaForCongress.com and at Catalina Lauf on all social media platforms.
CatalinaForCongress.com. Last question. You have worked for one of the most successful companies in the world, for Uber, in marketing. You worked in the Trump administration as a special advisor. Have we got the marketing part right? You look at the last 4 years, Donald Trump, the president, he knows he can sell it, he can do it. But when you look at the broader GOP and you look at the last election, is there anything we can learn in terms of how we sell America First to all Americans?
That's a phenomenal question. And for a long time, Republicans, we have had a messaging problem. And a lot of it comes down to knowing your audience and speaking as authentically as possible. You know, there are areas that we can show more empathy and compassion. There are areas where we can focus hard on a pro-growth, free market, free enterprise, personal responsibility message that really resonates with all Americans. And so for so long, we've allowed the liberal and the far left to control our message, to say that we are not compassionate, when in reality, we are the most compassionate. Liberty and freedom and free market is the most compassionate for people of all different backgrounds. So there is a huge gap, and I'm proud to be able to really connect with my voters, constituents, and be able to have this positive message. We should be going on offense, not defense, and constantly defending, because our values matter, our values work, and we need to drive home the positive message of what we stand for.
Very exciting. She's taking on Adam Kinzinger. She knows what it's about. Support her, Catalina for Congress. Follow her on Twitter at Catalina Lauf, L-A-U-F. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. We're going to get an insight take on the Meghan Markle disaster from a man who worked for Margaret Thatcher, none other than Niall Gardiner, here on America First. Don't touch that dial. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
You know, there are some stories where you go, oh, really? Do I care? Should I care? But maybe there's a broader story to be told. And when that's the case, we resort to our friends, our experts, those who can paint the broader picture. Right now, we're going to do that with a man who worked for a hero of mine, a heroine, if you wish, Margaret Thatcher, the lady I grew up under in the UK, head of the Thatcher Centre at the Conservative Mothership, the Heritage Foundation. It's been far too long. Niall Gardiner, welcome back to America First.
Thanks very much, Seb. It's absolutely great to be here. Thank you.
Follow this man right now, Niall Gardiner, G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R, and join Heritage today, heritage.org. So I've been talking about this today. Not sure I care, although it gets my blood boiling! As a person born in the UK, the arrogance of this person who lives in a multi-million-dollar mansion, just signed a $140 million deal with Netflix. Niall, just help me. What is going on here?
Well, firstly, thanks very much for having me on the show, Seb. And I did actually suffer through all 2 hours of last night's interview between Meghan Markle and Oprah Winfrey. And, of course, Prince Harry made an appearance as well for part of that interview.
Although well, did he carry the tea in, tugging his forelock? Did he carry the silver tray in?
Well, certainly Prince Harry had a best supporting actor role last night. And
in a fiction. It was a fiction, right? Fictional character.
Yeah. So certainly, you know, I think the interview deserves, Oscar for best script writing and also, of course, best actress for Meghan Markle and best supporting actor for Prince Harry. I think that this interview actually... Firstly, it's outrageous. It's full of lies. It's full of deception. It's a web of lies and deceit, basically. And I think it matters on many fronts because, you know, Meghan Markle is making outrageous claims about the royal family. She launched a direct attack upon the British monarchy. She launched a direct attack on the British people as well, insinuating basically the British are racist. She made absolutely appalling, unsubstantiated claims, which I think are going to... result in a furious backlash in Great Britain. The interview is going to be broadcast tonight on ITV. I expect that you'll have over 10 million people watching it. In America, 17 million people, I think, tuned into to CBS to watch the interview. So it's a very large audience. And Meghan is using this platform of the Oprah interview basically to attack the royal family, to attack the monarchy, to attack the British people. I think that really does matter, and I think it does deserve a very strong response from the UK. Also, added on to that, Joe Biden's weighed in today, well, the White House has, basically supporting Meghan Markle's comments, an absolutely outrageous intervention by the Biden team, intervening in this issue and backing some of the crazy talk from Meghan Markle. It's absolutely appalling.
So you may call this a dumb question, Niall, but if you don't like the royal family, maybe you shouldn't marry into it.
Well, yeah, I think that's a very valid point, Seth. I mean, clearly, you know, Meghan Markle doesn't like the royal family. And once the trappings of, or once the benefits of royalty had been removed, when it was very clear that she wasn't actually going to do any work whatsoever on behalf of the royals, once all those benefits had been removed, then Meghan resorted to all-out war against the royal family. That's what we're seeing now. An extremely privileged and entitled individual who was given a very warm welcome by the Queen, by the monarchy, by the British people when she married into the royal family. She basically turned her back on the royals, and she's on a sort of vendetta, frankly, against the monarchy. A very, very unpleasant interview last night, a vicious interview in many respects, full, I think, of lies, frankly.
But the idea, just the sheer idea, that, you know, it's one thing to accuse the royal family of being racist, but to imagine that the most diplomatically cautious, experienced human being on the planet, who is the Queen, would openly say something racist to somebody who's married into her family, it beggars belief, does it not?
Yeah, it certainly does. And the suggestion was made, well, not just the suggestion, the allegation was made last night in the interview by both Meghan and Harry, actually, that a member of the royal family had made racist comments, and of course, when asked to identify who this person was, both of them refused to do so, and saying it was confidential, but basically casting an aspersion on the entire royal family. When you attack the royal family, you attack the British people as well. And also, of course, Meghan went on a tirade against the British media and the British press, saying that she was, racially targeted and unjustly treated. And so basically she's making all kinds of claims. And this is a woman who is now facing a Buckingham Palace investigation over her treatment of her own staff in Kensington Palace.
Yes. Let's be clear here. Meghan Markle is being investigated for her toxic work environment that she created by bullying the people who worked for her when she was a member of the royal family in the UK. We're talking to Niall Gardner of the Heritage Foundation. Follow him right now and go to heritage.org to join the Conservative mothership. He'll be back with us momentarily. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 10 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Find out if you could be the next Leah. Find out if you could be the next success story. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That number, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. Now's the day. ReliefFactor.com.
Where there is discord, may we bring harmony. Where there is error, may we bring truth. Where there is doubt, may we bring faith. And where there is despair, may we bring hope.
Where there is despair, may we bring hope. The great, the historic words of Margaret Thatcher, a true leader, a leader amongst those who so often forget what it is to be a statesman or stateswoman. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you like what you're listening to, if you want to support Salem, please support our advertisers. We don't accept taxpayer money. We're not PBS. We're not NPR. Support great patriots like Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, who they are trying to crush right now. Yes, the left, the cancel culture fascists, 25 corporations are boycotting Mike because he's a patriot and because he loves this country. Go directly to his website, order any one of his more than 100 US-made products today. Even if you've already got a MyPillow, buy another one. Buy one for your grandma. Support this man. Send a message to the crazy cancel culture left. Go to MyPillow.com today. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A for more than 60% off. Call 800-829-8468. That number, 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. But you've got to use promo code G-O-R-K-A to get that massive discount and support Mike. We are back with the director, the head of the Thatcher Center, the Thatcher Institute, and the Heritage Foundation, Niall Gardner. Follow him right now on Twitter, at Niall Gardner. I have to say, I'm annoyed at you, Niall. I'm very jealous that you got to work for Maggie. Tell us what it was like to work for Dame Margaret Thatcher. Sorry, Baronet Margaret Thatcher.
Well, it was a tremendous honor to work for Lady Thatcher, for the Iron Lady, a truly great conservative leader. And, you know, talking of cancel culture, the socialists tried to cancel Britain back in the 1970s. And then Margaret Thatcher swept the socialists out of power, put Britain back on its feet, restored British greatness. And, you know, Margaret Thatcher is in a different league, I think, to a lot of, politicians that you see in Europe today, actually. She's in a totally different league. And Margaret Thatcher, basically, she saved Britain. She saved the free world together with Ronald Reagan. And we owe her an immense debt of gratitude, just as we owe Winston Churchill as well for saving the free world. Working for Lady Thatcher was an absolutely incredible experience. And I learned a great deal from her. But above all, I learned the importance of standing up for your principles, standing up for conservative ideas. And Margaret Thatcher, if she were alive today, she would be standing up to the cancel culture far left who are trying to destroy not only the United States, but also the United Kingdom as well. And we have to defeat the socialists, and Margaret Thatcher knew how to defeat the socialists, and she stood up to the tyrants of the left who are trying to tear down Western civilization.
It's so true that an individual or a handful of individuals can make such a difference. I truly look at Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and blessed St. John Paul II as three individuals who changed the course of history to liberate tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people with the collapse of the Iron Curtain. Let me ask you, for me, it's not just a love of country, and clearly she so loved Great Britain and the UK. It's also... it was a form of leadership, and you mentioned Churchill, and I think you put de Gaulle in the same category, or Eisenhower or others, whereby the statesman, the stateswoman, takes decisions that are not necessarily popular. They don't look at this morning's Gallup poll and try and please as many people as possible, but they have a long-term vision where they see what is required for a nation to flourish and to be safe. And even if it creates short-term unpleasantness, they realize it must be done. How much of Thatcher's genius was the long-range view of history?
Well, Margaret Thatcher really was a visionary thinker. And as you point out, Seb, she wasn't interested in opinion polls. She wasn't interested in focus groups. She had a clear set of conservative ideas based upon a clear conservative ideology. And she used to say that, you know, conservatives should stand on their principles like a rock and defend them. And that's exactly how she led her life. She was dedicated to leading the British people and to serving the British people. And she turned Britain around from being the sick man of Europe, the basket case of Europe, into the economic powerhouse of Europe. And I was very fortunate to have worked with Lady Thatcher on her last book, Statecraft, which was published in 2002, which became the genesis, actually, of Brexit. And it was Margaret Thatcher's vision of a future Britain freed of the shackles of the European Union, which is now the reality. And it was Lady Thatcher was the first British politician to stand up and say, you know, Britain should think about leaving the EU. And that's the kind of long-term vision that she had, always decades ahead of her time. And she always put the interests, the freedom, the sovereignty of the British people first.
Yeah, that book, Statecraft, has pride of place on my shelf in my library at home. Beautiful segue. Let me ask you in the last couple of minutes we have with Niall Gardner of the Heritage Foundation of the Thatcher Centre. How is Brexit doing? How is the UK faring? How is the remnants? It is a continuing battle with the faceless bureaucrats in Brussels. Give us your analysis of how it's faring today.
Well, I think Britain's doing very well in the Brexit era, and the fact that the UK is now freed of the EU's shackles is a great moment in history on the side of freedom and liberty. And if you look at, for example, how the UK is doing on the COVID-19 vaccination front, the UK has vaccinated close to a third of its population. In comparison, you know, the French and Germans are, I think, struggling to scrape sort of 5 to 10%. And that's because the UK is outside of the EU. The British have produced their own vaccines. They're not tied down by ridiculous European Union bureaucracy. And so the UK will be able to fully reopen its economy, get back to normal in the summer, whereas the rest of the EU will still be tied down in the COVID era. And that's in practice one of the immediate benefits of Brexit, is that the British don't have to be listening to idiotic EU bureaucrats telling them what to do. And freedom really is the thing for Britain. And Brexit certainly is working to the benefit of the British people today.
The bonds of the Lilliputians in Brussels have been severed, and Gulliver arises once more. Of course, a strong nation state. What's wrong with that? That is the bedrock of our system, the Westphalian system. God bless you. Check out that book, Statecraft, by the late, much-missed Lady Margaret Thatcher, and follow this man, Niall Gardner, G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R, at the Heritage Foundation, and join them today, heritage.org. Thank you, Niall. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist of President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation to hundreds of radio stations, millions of listeners and viewers from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you found relief nowhere else? If that's the case, you must 100% drug-free pain relief product that has relieved me of my pain, liberated me after 9 years, almost a decade of lower back pain. But it's not just me, it's tens of thousands of Americans, including Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That number again, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Manic? Is it a manic Monday? I made a decision at least 5 years ago. Write Monday off. Just write it off. You got stuff you got to do. You got a to-do list. Stuff you wanted to do at the weekend you didn't get to. Don't think you're going to do it on Monday. Just write it. You'll be at peace. You'll have this kind of zen tranquility. You'll just feel all so good if you write it off. Do what needs to be done to make the day a success, and then you can get to the stuff that's on your list on Tuesday. Trust me, it's going to work. Works for me, and I'm having a good Monday. So, Meghan Markle. I don't want to talk about her anymore, but there's a bigger, more important aspect to this story. It fits in fact, to everything we discuss here on America First. Why? Because who is she? She's a member of the elite. She, sitting there in her villa, in her mansion, with her Netflix contracts, with Oprah providing her that massive platform, she thinks she's smarter than anyone else. This woman thinks she can lie to your face, millions of you, and she has a disdain for those who don't move in her circles. A perfect exemplar of the challenge we face across the globe, not just here. You heard Niall. You can put it into the context of Nigel Farage, Brexit in the UK. You can put it in the context of populist politics in Australia, India, Austria, you name it. And it's a beautiful thing. I know they've almost succeeded to give populism a pejorative, dirty undertow. But the end of the day, what does it really mean? It means one thing. A politics of any state, doesn't matter what the state is, that represents a lot of people that people like, doesn't simply represent the interests of a small minority. Why is that a bad thing? Why on earth would the idea that government represents the will of the people be a bad thing? Well, unless you're Meghan Markle, who thinks that they're all plebs and they're all racists. The reassertion of representative government is a beautiful thing. And that's the Trump revolution. That's the Make America Great Again agenda. That's America First. And they've been lying to us for too many years. They've been building their own little elite castles. It's time to take back America. Let your voice be heard. Get engaged politically. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Watch your six. Keep your head on a swivel. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.